Joined once again by contributor Larry Nangas, this time taking a look at Claymont redevelopment. It's a story we have looked at multiple times over the years, but so once again, we are starting to see some signs of some movement on a reimagined Claymont. What exactly does that mean? That's what Larry looked at this week, and we appreciate you taking some time to tell us what you found. Larry, thanks.
Glad to be here, Tom.
So your piece focuses largely on two projects in and around Claymont. Let's start with the bigger one, First State Crossing. This has been kicking around for a few years now, looking to develop the former steel plant, which went by many names over the years. What was the original plan here when this all first started?
First State Crossing is really a massive undertaking. We're talking about redeveloping 425 acres in the northern part of Claymont, stretching from Interstate 95 on the west all the way over to the Delaware River. The commercial development company, which is based in St. Louis, bought the former steel mill property more than 6 years ago. In late 2019, CDC unveiled a comprehensive redevelopment plan, one that included office buildings, residential, retail, and light residential uses. Now, when CDC announced the plan, its top priority was to put up two office buildings and a parking garage near the new Claymont train station, which is now under construction. Next would come a mixed-use package, a combination of offices, retail, and apartments, followed by a huge residential project, more than 900 apartments and townhouses situated between the railroad tracks and the Delaware River. So now all three of these pieces would be located on the east side of the Philadelphia Pike, taking up maybe a little bit less than one half of the overall redevelopment area.
But that original vision, as you're reporting, is changing, pivoting to more residential in emphasis. How big is this change, and why is it morphing now?
Well, you know, the change isn't so much the vision that CDC has, but rather it's the market that has changed. And some of that, of course, is related to the pandemic. When COVID-19 struck early last year, CDC had not yet identified a tenant for the planned office buildings. Then, as the pandemic intensified, more people started working from home, prompting businesses to reassess their need for office space. So, as the office market declined, the housing market boomed. Therefore, last month, CDC filed a rezoning application with Newcastle County so it could build this planned riverfront townhouse and apartment community. Meanwhile, the planned office buildings and the mixed-use project are pretty much on hold. CDC will move ahead on them eventually, but right now its top priority is to get the residential piece started while the residential market is hot. Even so, don't think that a whole new town is going to suddenly appear along the river. The builders say that they can put up about 100 units a year, so we're looking at a 9 or 10 year project in terms of construction once the rezoning is approved.
And the addition of this more residential piece of the project is leading to some other changes. Can you talk to us a little bit about how this change in approach is leading to some actual changes in the plan?
Well, you know, since putting out this plan, CDC has developed a very strong working relationship with the Claymont Renaissance Development Corporation, which is a nonprofit that has been guiding Claymont's revitalization for nearly 20 years. So earlier this year, Claymont Renaissance reached out to a University of Delaware student group whose members have interest in environmental protection, landscaping, architecture, and design, and they asked them to develop a park or plan for a park on the banks of the Delaware River. The group produced a 60-page proposal that has already won the support of Claymont Renaissance, the developers, and several community organizations. In the past week, Brett Sadler, who heads Claymont Renaissance, has shared the plan with Governor Carney, with County Executive Matt Meyer, and with other key officials. Key pieces of this proposal include a marina, a boat launch, walking trails, an amphitheater for musical and theatrical performances, and a sports area with basketball and tennis courts, a soccer field, and a disc golf course. Now, it's going to take some money to create the park, and that means that either the county or the state would have to buy in and take charge. Now, we do know that CDC, which owns the land, is very interested in donating the needed acreage to whichever government body is willing to take on the project. But as I said, one of these government bodies is going to have to buy in and say that they want to go ahead and do it in order for it to happen.
The new Claymont train station has also been long part of this vision. Can you update us on where that stands? Driving by it, it looks like something is happening, right?
Well, yeah. If you drive up Philadelphia Pike through Claymont, heading towards Pennsylvania, and look over towards the river, you're going to see some new brick buildings under construction. And those buildings are the new train station and the associated parking garage. Along Philadelphia Pike itself, construction crews are working towards building this new road, the Transit Center Boulevard, that will connect the Pike with the train station. And that project also includes a new traffic signal, and the stanchions for the light are up now, and a widened intersection that leads from Philadelphia Pike onto the new road. Now, that new train station, with all of its related improvements, is a $75 million project. There have been some delays in planning and in construction. There were some stormwater management issues and a few other things, and there's a lot of coordination with Amtrak that's also been involved that has slowed the progress. But right now, the current target date for the station opening will be in the summer of 2023.
And just to give people a little bit of perspective, it is north of where the current Claymont train station resides.
Yes, I think it's about a half a mile or so north, and it's located on a section where the track is straight. If you're familiar with the current Claymont station, the way that one was built, it's built on a section where the track is slightly curved, and it's not the ideal location. The new station is going to be on straight track, and there's going to be a lot more parking there.
What else do we know about this project's direction, that is the first state crossing project, and what is kind of the timeline for this moving forward?
Well, as I said, it's now the residential first, and then those two other pieces on the east side of Philadelphia Pike, the couple of office buildings near the train station and the mixed-use residential just to the north of that. Now, there's no timeline yet for developing the acreage on the west side of Philadelphia Pike, but the plans include more offices, more retail, and light industrial uses. In fact, Steve Collins from CDC says that they're talking about 1 million square feet of office space overall when everything at First State Crossing is built out, if they're able to go according to plan. Anyhow, the light industrial that they're talking about most likely translates to what's called these days a logistics center. In other words, a warehouse for e-commerce business. And that's a use that's becoming increasingly familiar to residents of Newcastle County and in other parts of Delaware as well.
Something we've reported on recently as well here on The Green. The other project is the redevelopment of the old Tri-State Mall. We also recently reported on that. Residents had hoped for more mixed use, shops, restaurants, recreational amenities, along with whatever else. But that does seem like it's pretty unlikely at this point, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The company that bought the mall site earlier this year, KPR Properties, does have a lot of experience with retail operations and managing shopping centers. But, you know, this current decline in brick-and-mortar retail, which has been going on for several years, on top of the Tri-State Mall's lack of success in attracting and keeping tenants for the last decade or so, makes a change of direction a fairly easy call for the new owner. KPR, which has already torn down the old Levitt's Furniture building on the mall site, now plans to tear down the rest of the mall, and it's going to put up a 525,000 square foot e-commerce warehouse on this 40-acre site. Now, it's not eliminating the retail altogether. They're planning on putting about 15,000 square feet of retail space on the southeast corner of the property near Naaman's Road, not far from where that recently demolished Levitt's Furniture store used to be. And some of the businesses now operating on the mall's lower level may be able to move in there, but I'm not quite certain how that works out because it's not clear whether the new retail space is going to be built before the existing mall is totally torn down. It's not likely if the mall is torn down and these businesses are forced to close that they're going to be in a position to hang around in some fashion and then move into the new site. But we'll see.
So with that in mind, you know, what is the timeline on this project? I know people have been clamoring for something to be done just to get rid of kind of the eyesore of this property. Are they anywhere close to seeing the eyesore disappear no matter what goes there?
Well, the fact that KPR tore down the old Levitz building, which had been in great disrepair, and did that rather quickly earlier this summer, is I guess a sign that they do want to move fast on this. The land already has proper zoning for a warehouse, so the approval process with the county should move relatively quickly. Now, assuming that there are no unexpected issues that develop in that process with the county, KPR's attorney anticipates approvals by late spring or early summer, and then maybe a year or so for construction. With that timeline, we're talking about the warehouse being up and running towards the end of 2023.
Let's take a larger look at what's going on here in Claymont and what may go on here in Claymont. This is taking some time, and it's evolving over time. Is what's happening here akin to what we saw over the years on the Wilmington Riverfront, with the end product perhaps being far removed from the original vision, but still deemed successful redevelopment of the area?
Well, you know, the reference to the Wilmington Riverfront is highly appropriate, and a couple of people that I talked to for this story made that point and made that comparison. The riverfront redevelopment in Wilmington has been going on for nearly 30 years. And if you've been around that long, you remember that the original concept was something resembling Baltimore's Inner Harbor. You know, and the early centerpieces, aside from Frawley Stadium, were an exhibition hall and a retail outlet mall. Now, they've been repurposed into a conference center and into office space. And the development on the east side of the Christina River on the Wilmington Riverfront is just starting now. So I think we can expect some of the same in Claymont. With First Aid Crossing, if the residential and office space on the east side of Philadelphia Pike are going to take as much as 10 years to build out, you know, it could easily take another decade for the west side to be developed, and it's not clear when that 10-year timeline might start to run. If you go back 10 years or so ago, the residential housing market was just starting to recover from the 2000-2008 recession. So if you look at that, it wouldn't be surprising to see at least one up and down cycle in the real estate residential market in the next decade or so. 10 years ago, e-commerce was in its infancy, and now it's hard to name a significant retailer that doesn't have an online platform. So 10 years from now, will there be the same demand for warehouses, you know, or will there be some other sort of next big thing in the commercial real estate market? The developers can't say for sure, but they do know that they have to be responsive to changes in the market if they're going to make any money as they move forward. Bottom line, there's a blueprint for change, for major change, at two of Claymont's best-known properties. The expectation is that the changes will be for the better. But there are no guarantees that the finished products, if there are any finished products, and you know the Wilmington Riverfront, nobody's saying that that's finished or is going to be finished anytime soon. But anyhow, no guarantees that those finished products are going to match what has been drawn up in the plans that we are looking at today.
All right, now, yes, as always, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the reporting. We will continue to follow this no matter how many years it takes.
Thank you, Tom.